Proclamation number 7337 of 16th of April, 1959. Recovery of divine qualities through love. The spiritual abilities in you shall be awakened, which can only happen through a life of love, for love awakens the spirit in you to life, and whose spirit is alive enters again into the state which existed in the beginning, even if only to a small degree in the beginning, but which can and will constantly increase if the human being is serious about his perfection. The human being was originally a spiritual being in all perfection, and thus he also possessed all abilities in highest perfection. He was created in God's image and therefore also had all abilities to create and work like him out of his own strength. For the strength from God constantly flowed through the being and it felt no lack or restriction of strength from God until it closed itself off from this constant supply of strength, until it rejected the constant supply of strength of love and thereby became powerless itself. It became arrogant in spirit and believed itself to be superior and powerful. But it was only so as long as it accepted the strength from God which flowed to it without restriction. And due to the rejection of God's strength of love, the being became weak and lightless. It fell down into the abyss and had to remain there in its powerlessness until God's infinite love supported it, which was not dependent on the being's will itself, for it resisted God's strength and help. Therefore God bound it beforehand, i.e., the will was already bound by his adversary, as whose appendage those beings had fallen into the abyss. They would have remained in this abyss forever if they had also been left to God's adversary forever, but God wrestled this hardened spiritual from it, however with the consent that the adversary retained his right to it and could assert it again when the being was allowed to dispose of its freedom of will again in a clearer state and can now decide for itself for its Lord. And the being reaches this state with God's help through its walk through material creation, but it is still completely blind in spirit and devoid of all divine attributes when it enters earth as a human being to take its last test of will. Nevertheless, it can achieve much during its earthly course as a human being. It can reappropriate its divine qualities and leave earth as a supremely perfect being in order to re-enter the spiritual kingdom from which it had once originated. But this change back into a perfect being requires a high degree of love and thus also a great strengthening of will in order to constantly work in love, in order to reawaken all those abilities in itself which it had lost through its own fault. For love is divine, it is God's fundamental nature, and if a human being changes his nature into love again then he also takes on God's fundamental nature again, which once adorned him, and then he must also accept or regain the divine characteristics which he once voluntarily relinquished but now receives again through the divine illumination of love, which he now no longer opposes but voluntarily opens himself to receive the emanation from God, which lets him become the most blissful being again, as it was in the beginning. The time on earth is truly sufficient for this change back to love, and as soon as the human being awakens the spirit within himself through a life of love, it will seek and find unification with the Father Spirit, because it will no longer pause until it has reached this aim. The unification with God, which also guarantees the being's complete radiance of love and thus brings about the change back to the divine being it was in the beginning. Amen.